We've, in more recent months, received an increasing number of complaints relating to some puppy farms in northwestern New South Wales, something that the RSPCA has long considered a concern, a major animal welfare concern.
Steve Coleman, the CEO of RSPCA New South Wales.
Puppy farm, as defined by the RSPCA, or puppy factory, or sometimes they're referred to as a puppy mill, is an intensive dog breeding facility that is operated under inadequate conditions that fail to meet the dog's behavioural, social and or physiological needs.
And can you describe some of the conditions on these farms for us?
Based on complaints that we've received, where we have discovered properties where there have been literally hundreds of animals, hundreds of dogs and puppies, and that causes us major concerns in that we all know how much of a task it is to look after one or maybe two animals, but when some of these properties have revealed upwards of 40, 50, 60 animals and sometimes in the hundreds, that causes a lot of concern to the RSPCA, and we're coming across issues where animals are not socialised properly, there are disease issues, there are quarantining challenges, and it's a recipe for disaster.
And how many farms does the RSPCA think is operating throughout New South Wales?
That is the issue. No one really knows exactly how many puppy farms are out there in New South Wales.
And where are these puppies then being traded?
People are literally buying these animals online, turning up at a designated spot, in some cases, you know, in the car parks of McDonald's, to take these animals from the puppy farmers, and not asking enough questions to understand exactly what they're about to get themselves involved in.
The inquiry will also investigate allegations of some vets working alongside puppy factories. Dr. Melanie Latter, the Veterinary Affairs Manager for the Australian Veterinary Association, denies such claims.
We've heard these allegations being made recently, and I would say that it's completely wrong to assume that vets have access to the premises where these animals are being bred, because people who own puppy farms don't, as a rule, invite anyone onto the premises. What's happening is that they'll take these animals into vet clinics and have it vaccinated or microchipped, but the vet doesn't actually view the premises, and the premises remain hidden. There's also another consideration, and that is that a lot of these, you know, puppy farmers, the unscrupulous breeders, they'll be sourcing things like vaccines and microchips online. They don't want to pay a vet to do it. And I honestly don't believe vets would compromise their integrity in that way, because we are primarily about animal welfare and doing the right thing by animals.
The inquiry is also looking into the banning of the sale of cats and dogs from pet shops. Steve Coleman from New South Wales RSPCA feels this is a contentious issue given the transparency that pet shops offer.
So look, it's our view and our experience that if the public are concerned, given the visibility of pet stores, obviously, of how animals are kept, how they're managed, or at least if there's a concern about an animal's physical condition, they absolutely put those complaints into the RSPCA.
While Bob Croucher, the president of the Pet Industry Association, is opposed to the idea.
Well, that'll make it completely worse. There's a lot of pet shops that rely on puppy sales. There would be loss of employment in some of those. Some would lose their business and in turn then lose their homes.
Bob is also concerned that there is misinformation circulating surrounding puppy factories.
I guess the term puppy farm is used very loosely, and some of the activists are saying anyone that has a large breeding stock is a puppy farm, and I guess that's a little negative. They're saying all pet shops supply puppies from puppy farms, which is not only not true, it's just physically impossible. There are some cowboys out there, and we will admit that, and those are the ones that have got to be cleaned up. But you don't do that by closing every shop down.
Steve Coleman from RSPCA has three key issues he would like resolved from the inquiry.
One is we'd like to see a breeder licensing scheme where these puppy farms will be required from a legal perspective to be identified, and it then provides some clarity around the quantity of these puppy farms in New South Wales, and also provides an opportunity for a proactive inspection once or twice a year. The second major component for the RSPCA is legislating to ensure that when people are advertising these animals online, that they're required to advertise with a traceable identification number, again, so we can track back where these animals are coming from. And I guess the third major consideration is potentially legislating to limit the quantity of litters that any puppy farmer can actually breed in any given year per breeding bitch. But look, ultimately, if we can get rid of puppy farmers altogether, that's certainly the RSPCA's position.
Jamie Abbott, the president of Hunter Animal Rescue, was recently involved in the fostering of 16 puppies seized from a puppy factory in Inverell.
Yeah, look, it was pretty horrific. It was probably one of the worst cases I've ever seen in the 8 years I've been involved. All of these dogs, it was quite clear they were being used for breeding. So we had males who were not desexed and females who had obviously been used to breed over and over again with multiple litters. So one particular dog was a beagle called Milady, and she was probably between 8 to 10 years old, the vet recommended. She was missing a left eye. She had rotten teeth that required many extractions, and the vet actually recommended that she not undergo surgery for a month. Her particular condition was so bad. There was actually also a chihuahua that came into care as well, and that chihuahua was only about 1 or 2 years old and then had a twisted spine, deformed foot and bad teeth.
And how are these dogs going now?
Look, they're actually on the road to recovery now, and in some of their cases, the vets have recommended it will be a process that will take a couple of months as a minimum, but some of them have been rehomed, and we put them up onto our Facebook page and our website, and we were absolutely inundated with inquiries from the public who just took heart to this story and certainly wanted to give these beautiful animals a new chance.